Welcome to the second part of the TechCasts at Macworld Conference and Expo 2006. I'm Sam Downey, and in this episode I'm bringing you lots of interviews from the show floor, featuring Harvey Stone from Brunthaven Bags, the makers of really great bags and cases for your laptop, Real Mac Software, makers of Rapid Weaver, Rogue Amiga, the makers of Audio Hijack Pro and Airfoil, Shure, makers of really great microphones and earbuds, and Boink Software, the makers of iStop Motion. But first, let's roll with an interview with Jambo Software from the Expo show floor at Macworld Conference and Expo 2006.
My name's Jim Young, I'm from Jambo Networks, and I'm also here with Alex, who's also from Jambo Networks.
Tell me how long you've been with Jambo, and tell me what Jambo is all about.
So, I've been with Jambo since its inception. I'm one of the co-founders, founded it with a guy named Charles Roboto. Jambo is all about connecting people who are nearby one another. So, for example, we've partnered with Macworld to let Macworld attendees connect to each other when they're nearby each other using Wi-Fi. In fact, using their iBooks and their PowerBooks and hopefully soon their MacBooks meet each other in person. And so what we do is we use the airport connection or the Wi-Fi connection to let you discover the people around you on your network as well as other networks nearby you up to 6 to 8 city blocks away. We founded Jambo about 2.5 years ago. And then we launched the product out at the demo conference out in Scottsdale, Arizona in February. Since then, we've done several beta deployments on some college campuses, as well as about 4 or 5 conferences. We're at LaGuardia Airport in New York as well on their hotspot. And it's funny how the story, how the kind of the company has started. Charles and I met, the guy I co-founded it with, we met in East Africa, in Kenya. In 1993, we were doing a NOLS program, which is kind of like an outward bound type of program, where we were climbing Mount Kenya and developed a great friendship, but ultimately lost touch. And about 3 years ago, Charles was in a meeting with my father. I'm a junior, and so I have the same name as my father. And so he remembered Jim Young and kind of remembered where I was from. And he asked my dad if he had a son that was in Africa 10 years ago, and we got reconnected. But what's interesting about that is that extra bit of information, Jim Young versus Bob Young or Jeff Young, was enough to see an invisible opportunity that was only present in that room. And so he was able to kind of reconnect with me because he had enough information. And so we're trying to give people access to that information when they're nearby each other so that they can capture those opportunities.
So how does it work?
So it works by, we actually have a few different ways of discovering the people around you. There's basically, you go to jambo.net and you can sign up there and fill out a little profile, and then you download a little 900K application onto your Mac, and when that application starts up, it starts looking for people nearby you based on the attributes that you filled out in your profile. And so it can use service like Bonjour to find people on the same network. And it can also use kind of a lower layer Wi-Fi driver to find other people on nearby networks. And even if there is no network available, let's say you're sitting on an airplane in flight, you can fire it up and create an ad hoc network, and it'll create a peer-to-peer connection with other people using the software.
Is it going to come out for Windows?
It's out for Windows. We launched at the same, at demo, we launched on Windows and Mac simultaneously. So we're obviously all Mac heads because we built them both at the same time, and we're also in alpha on a device like this, which is a pocket PC smartphone device, and we're looking at other handheld devices as that market starts to mature. As the smartphone market starts to mature, we're looking at Palm, Symbian as well.
Alex, let me come to you and tell me about how long you've been with Jambo. And
I've worked for Jambo for about a year. I met Jambo through a friend of a friend. It was kind of the same type relationship. I was at another conference and just one of those happenstance meetings, and they said, hey, you should talk to these guys. So, yeah, worked for them for about a year.
What do you think about the software? Is it taking off? Is it being used here at Macworld?
Yeah, it seems to be. We've had pretty good success so far. The software is great. I like it. It's something something personally I like to use.
And in comparison, because it kind of works similar to Apple's iChat, what's the difference between the two?
Yeah, so Apple's iChat is really a messenger, and we do have messaging capability, but the crux of what we do is before the messaging actually begins. We do a bunch of relevance scoring and profile matching so that you can actually sort all of the people around you based on different groups that you share in common. Let's say there's people from your university, or there's people that attended Macworld, or there's people that are on the LinkedIn network, because we partner with existing online networks. So you're actually able to determine relevance and context in that list, whereas iChat is just a simple list of people, basically. And so really, we're focused on before that chat even begins, what information can we provide you? But then we do give you the ability to chat over Rendezvous or Bonjour, as well as the other main difference is that we are able to show you people on other networks around you. You don't even have to be on the same network. It's simply, you know, the proximity is built in up to 8 city blocks away. And so so it's really a lot more robust in terms of its ability to discover people on networks around you. And so we're really focused more on proximity, I would say, than iChat is. It's focused more on just subnet, so just the same network. So we've got a free download available from jambo.net, J-A-M-B-O.net, and you can just go on there and you'll see a big button that says sign up here, and press that button and away you go.
And it's free as well.
And it is free, yeah. So what we're doing is there's a free download for open groups. We have both open and closed groups. Macworld is an example of a closed group where you can only see other Macworld attendees. But you can also join open groups on our website, things like musical interests and sports interests and all those kinds of things where you might want to just meet other people for dating or those kinds of things.
Thanks for talking to TechCasts.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And enjoy your week here at Macworld.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, my name is Oliver Breidenbach. I am CEO of Boinks Software.
My name is Werner Nike. I do support for Boinks.
And so tell me about Boinks. What is Boinks Software?
Boinks Software is a small company based in Munich, Germany. And we do software for, entertaining software for people who like to have fun.
What applications do you have here at Macworld today?
We're showing off new versions of Boinks Foto Magico, which is a slideshow application that lets you do high-resolution slideshows, and a new version of our flagship product, iStop Motion, which is a stop-motion animation tool, and it now does something that our educational customers will appreciate, which is flipbook printing. So if you did your animations, you can now print them out and build a little, nice little flipbook out of it and take it home. So
Oliver, tell me about the history of Boinks Software. Since you're the CEO of Boinks, tell me how Boinks got formed and how you started in programming and creating these wonderful creative applications.
Basically, a couple of years back, my brother and me, we got into programming because my father was doing microprocessor stuff. We got an Apple One and got to play on it, and then Apple IIs and whatever, you know. So we got into programming at a quite young age for someone who was born in the 70s. So naturally, we thought we might want to run our own software company one day. So when he finished his studies and I finished my studies, we got together and formed Boinks Software.
Tell me about your job. What do you do at Boinks?
I do support on all levels. There's like first level support as well as second level support. We're trying to attend to our customers as professionally and forthcoming as possible. And so far the feedback has been very nice and people very much appreciate that they have somebody to talk to. But luckily there's not that much support for us. So I get away with spending, let's say, part of my time in order to take care of other things. And well, that's very rewarding, I'd say. And it's a good feeling to be with the company. It's a lot of good feedback, especially here at the show booth. And we get people coming by just to tell us that they like the products, they have fun with it. So
tell me about the other software that Boinks Software has.
There's iVeSeen, which is basically a software that turns your iSight camera into a webcam. If you don't need to be connected to a chat all the time, then you can resort to that kind of software in order to be able to display images on the web. And then there's MousePose, which is being used a lot to do demonstrations as well. If you run a presentation and you want to highlight something on your computer screen, that's exactly what MousePose does. It's a little spotlight actually on the screen that highlights whatever you need to highlight and dims out the rest of the screen. It's a very neat little monofunctional software.
So tell me about the differences between Apple's iPhoto and Boinks' Foto Magico software.
The most important difference probably is that we are our application is targeted at doing high-res, high-quality slideshows. iPhoto sort of has this slideshow feature added on for, you know, I would say home use, but Photo Mexico is going to address the people who really want to present their pictures in the best possible way.
Is there any big names who use iStopMotion?
We do have a couple of professional people who use iStopMotion. A lot of our customers are from the educational space, where iStopMotion is considered a very powerful tool for the classroom. It fits nicely into all kinds of curriculums. You can do language. When you use it, you train language skills as well as technical skills, as well as physics, mathematics, whatever you can think of. We're pretty excited about the reception we've received from teachers all over the world.
That's great. Thank you for joining me, Oliver, on TechCast. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
So if you can tell me about how people can find out more information about Boink Software.
Well, since we're all about new media, all our information will sit on the website, address www.boinx.com, B-O-I-N-X. They get all the information and software and free downloads and demo software, anything you would possibly require on our website, all kinds of tutorials and additional information surrounding the software and explaining our software. So it's all there.
Okay, thanks for talking to TechCast. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Welcome back to TechCast. I'm now speaking with Harvey Stone, who's a really great bag designer. Welcome to the program, Harvey.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you today. Well, Brenthaven originated as a mountaineering company. We've outfitted expeditions all over the world. Our products have been recognized for being very rugged, very durable. Someone who's going to have their life depend on their backpack has turned to Brenthaven in the past. And over the years, we have earned a reputation for having extremely protective, extremely comfortable, rugged, durable products. Apple approached us about 5 years ago and asked us if we could develop a line of cases for them. And over the years, we have created a suite of products that are custom fit to the PowerBook and the iBook, customized to the form factor of the AC adapter, the spare batteries, all the special items that Mac users tend to carry with them. And the signature of our products is integrity. You will not find a more protective product on the market than a Brenthaven. I have dropped my PowerBook. I have a titanium, one of the original titaniums. I have dropped it over 5,000 times over the years, and I can honestly say that my computer continues to run in spite of the fact that yesterday, in an interview with Sean King in Your Mac Life, I threw my computer case across the room, and when I opened it up this morning, the hinge was broken. So I'm about ready to retire my G4 Titanium, but it's a perfect time because Apple has finally announced that the new MacBook Pro is available, and I've got mine on order, and I'm confident that my case will give that MacBook Pro a long and industrious life. And what we tell our customers is, how much have you spent on your computer? How much time and effort and even money have you spent on all of your life that's in your computer, from your music to your photos, your address book, to your checkbook, balancing your personal account? Everything is in the computer, and not many people back up as often as they should. So the computer case needs to be an important accessory. We believe so firmly in our products that we provide an unconditional lifetime guarantee. So if you ever buy a Brenthaven, you'll never have to replace it, because if there should be a problem, call us up, email us, and we'll give you a brand new case. Now, what our hope is you will add to your collection. You'll not need to replace your bag, but you might want to add a backpack, or a shoulder case, or perhaps a wheeled case, a small case, or a larger case. And over the years, you will own many Brenthaven cases with pride and with excitement. So that's our company.
Tell me about how the cases are built.
In terms of design, it's drawn on our mountaineering background. So we design bags that are dedicated to being extremely lightweight, extremely comfortable, and highly functional. The materials we use, it's military-grade ballistic nylon. You know, our fabric is designed to withstand the rigors of wartime. They're used in the Army to protect people from shrapnel. It's an extremely durable, rugged product that was... I like to tell the story. I live in the Pacific Northwest. I drink lattes. You know, I have children and I have dogs. I've spilled lattes on my computer case. My dog has peed on my computer case, and my children have thrown up on my computer case. And in each instance, I wipe it clean, and it looks as good as new. We have people that have owned our bags for 10 years, and they come up to us and they say, the bag today looks just as new as it did when I bought it.
What's the design process? Are they, what computers and what software are the bags designed on? What's the process?
Well, if we're just going to talk Apple for a second, what we do is Apple tells us these are the kind of bags we would like to see. So we go back and we have a working session where we talk about what we want to do, and we initially just draw it up. Eventually it goes into the computer where we use a computer-aided design program. Develop a product, bring it back down to Cupertino, show it to the folks at Apple, get their feedback, get their comments, go back and redo it. And we go back and forth until we get a product that's just right. And we've just introduced a new line of products at the show here at Macworld San Francisco. And the reception has been just phenomenal. Our Metro and our Fusion MB are extremely lightweight, extremely durable, highly functional products that look very stylish. We've added color, and they're very sleek, cool products that people really like.
So has it been busy for you here at Macworld?
Friends, Sam and I are having a beer at the moment, and this is the first chance I've had to take a breather all day. This is the third day of the show, and we have just been going. We've been busy, like it's been an unbelievable few days. I needed to get away and get a little fresh air and have a pint with my friend from Great Britain. In terms of our products, the response has been unequivocally successful. The people really approve of them. They think that they're exciting. We see people that have been using Apple for 30 years. Guy Kawasaki came over and he says, I love your products, and show me what you have new. And he says, I'm going to get that. And to people who've never even heard of our brand, they come and take the time to go through them, and they recognize that there really is something different. We're not for everyone. We're for someone who really takes their portable seriously, who uses it as part of their digital lifestyle, and as a result of it, needs a bag that they can depend upon.
So you stand out from the other manufacturers such as Crumpler and Timbuktu. Where can people get hold of your bags in Europe?
Our bags are available, certainly Apple online. If you go to the Apple Store online, you'll be able to find our full selection of products. All of the Apple stores in the UK carry our products. Apple resellers, Apple centers throughout Europe carry our products. You mentioned other brands like Crumpler and Timbuktu. Excellent brands, great products. We speak to a specific customer, and we encourage everyone to take the time to look at all the different products on the market. Look at the Crumplers, look at the Timbuktus, and really think about how you use your computer and find a product that really speaks to you. Find a product based on the functionality and not just, unless you're like, if you're just someone who just really likes the look of a bag, or if you're someone that says, I've spent all the money on the computer and I have nothing left to spend, you know, then you're limited in your selection. There's a lot of great cheap bags out there. Brennhavens are not cheap. Brennhavens are a little bit more expensive than the others. But what you get is the confidence of a carrying case that will survive and that will protect your computer. I have dropped in demonstrations my titanium PowerBook over 5,000 times. Yesterday I dropped it and it broke.
Harvey, I'll finish up. Where can our listeners find out more information about Brennhaven bags?
Well, you can either go to the Apple Store online, which has our complete collection, or you can go to Brennhaven, which is a really cool site, and I really encourage you to go there. If you navigate through the site, you'll even be able to see some film clips of me. That's Harvey Stone at www.brennhaven.com, and you'll see me demonstrating firsthand. I'll drop my computer case, and I'll talk about what it means to own a bag that is as cool as the Brennhaven. We really appreciate the opportunity to be on your podcast this afternoon.
Thank you for joining Sam Downey at TechCast at Macworld 2006. Thank you, Harvey.
Thank you, Sam.
I'm now talking to Real Mac Software, talking to Ben Council, who's one of the web developers. How are you doing, Ben?
Not bad, Sam. Thanks. Yeah, doing good.
You've got a piece of software which is called Rapid Weaver, which is a powerful website creation tool for everybody.
Yeah. From what I've seen of iWeb, I've only had about 10 minutes to have a play around in it. It's been so busy. But we're thinking that Rapid Weaver is probably a bit more flexible than iWeb. iWeb seems to tie you into just uploading to .Mac. Obviously, you can export your site as well. But if you want to do something that's a bit more flexible, it's probably got a bit more power in, you probably want to go with Rapid Weaver. I mean, we've got an application that you can build a whole company website contact forms in PHP, which obviously .Mac doesn't support. You can customize all the file names, so you can do .php files, .html, .whatever you want. You can customize the folder paths, so if you want to put it in specific root folders, you can do that, and RapidWeave will upload it straight to your web server. Rather, well, obviously you can still do it to .Mac as well on RapidWeave, straight from the application.
Okay. So tell me about how people can design their websites. What's the process? How do they start?
RapidWeave is template-based, so that means the designs are a template, and also the page styles are sort of templates as well.
Okay.
So you have different page styles, such as a blog or a contact form, file sharing, movie albums, photo albums, style text pages, and so on. You just add a page, you select the type of page that you want it to be, that then adds it to your list of pages, you add your content on, you hit preview, and your site's built for you. You can then change how that site looks by just selecting a different theme, and you can change themes whenever you want, and you can change themes per page or per site as well.
So, how many themes are available?
At the moment we're hoping to get around 30 in the next release. Currently I think there's 23 or so, 24, but we should have around 30 for the new release.
So I see you've won two awards from Mac User and Macworld magazines.
Yeah.
Mac User saying RapidWeave is one of those applications that reminds us why the Mac is great, and then Macworld is saying if Apple were to develop an iApp, which they have, for creating websites, which surely look like this.
Yeah.
Which, so does it?
Yeah, well, we got that printed before we knew iWeb was coming out. But I mean, obviously there's similarities between the two apps because it's for building websites.
Yeah.
But we're really happy with Mac User and Macworld. There's other companies like iCreate who have done reviews and they gave it a really nice review. So we're just glad that people are like using the software. We're just building it for people to make websites easily.
Ben, how long have you been with Real Mac software for?
Coming up to a year, 9 months at the moment, so almost a year.
So what's your background? Are you a programmer or a developer?
Background, I've done web development for a small company in England in Northampton before. Worked for them for a while, and then Dan offered me a job as a web developer doing all the themes and CSS and XHTML for RapidWeaver and RealMap. I started that I think about May last year, but that's when it sort of really started to take off and RapidWeaver was getting a bit bigger, so we've started to expand on how many employees we've got as well.
So tell me a bit of background behind RealMap and how it began. And
okay. It's basically Dan's company. He started doing it just on the side when he used to do sort of graphic design in London. So he just used to work evenings and weekends. And he started doing an application called Aquamatic, which is a lot like Button Builder that we also sell. It basically makes Apple-style buttons that you can use on web pages, multimedia projects. On Button Builder, you could actually export the buttons onto a web page. And people started to say, well, how can I get content onto my web page as well? And then we went onto an application called Navbar Builder, which was a bit limiting. You could only really put text in. And then we went on to RapidWeaver. And it's grown really sort of since version 3. We've really started to up the features. So it's how it really started out as a button building application.
Have you enjoyed being at Macworld so far?
Yeah, it's been really good actually. We've been really busy, so rushed off our feet. Yeah, it's really good.
Have you had many people interested in RapidWeaver?
We really didn't think we were going to be as busy as we were.
Where can people get hold of Real Mac?
You can get RapidWeaver from www.realmacsoftware.com, so that's R-E-A-L-M-A-C software.com. Just download a copy of RapidWeaver straight on the front page there. You can purchase it online. It's just $35.
Thank you, Ben, for joining me on TechCast. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
Welcome back to TechCasts. I'm Sam Daly, speaking from Macworld Conference and Expo 2006 in San Francisco. I'm now at the Shure booth. I'm speaking with John Bourne from Shure. So, John, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
So, tell me more about Shure's headphones.
Well, our earphones isolate all the noise around you. And what they do is, it's a lot better than noise-canceling headphones, which you may have heard of. We use a passive process, which is basically like wearing an earplug in your ear while you're listening to your music. And we found, we've had studies done by Virginia Tech where we block out two or three times more noise without batteries and without an active process than you do with noise-canceling headphones. So sound isolation is really a portable, passive way of isolating more noise than our competitors. We just released our new triple driver E500. We have a SKU of six or seven models right now, and right now we're integrating our earphones with cell phones.
Yeah.
So you can take a cell phone call, switch over, listen to your music, and switch back, take another cell phone call, all on one premium headset. But now we've integrated our new E500, which is our triple driver. And this has two woofers and one tweeter inside your ear canal, and it gives you extremely accurate bass response, mid-range, and really smooth highs. And we'd love to demo some for you if you get a chance.
That'd be cool.
Since our earphones block out so much noise around you, you really cannot have a conversation with somebody while you have them in your ear. So with our new E500, it has a feature called Push to Hear, PTH. And what this enables you to do is there's a microphone inside the cable here.
Okay.
And you switch it on a switch in your belt clip. And when that activates the microphone, it pipes the ambient noise through your earphones so you can listen to the people around you and have a conversation with somebody while you have your earphones in your ear. And this is a new feature only bundled with our E500, which will start shipping in June of this year. And it'll also be sold separately as a separate amenity for about
What's the retail price going to be of them?
The retail price for the E500 will be $499, and that comes with the Push to Hear feature. It'll be about $449 US without the Push to Hear feature. And we will start shipping the Push to Hear feature separately for $59 in approximately July or August.
Do you know of any artists who use your headphones?
Many of our artists use our E5C, which is our current top of the line. It's our dual driver, one woofer and one tweeter in your ear. And we have artists like Maroon 5, U2, Bono uses them. A lot of great top name artists use our in-ear monitors, which uses our same earphones, which you can purchase in retail, but it's our pro version with a transmitter and a wireless receiver to monitor on stage. And this enables you to listen at a much lower volume, which really saves your ears. There's a lot of articles floating around now about earbuds, you know, damaging your ear canals and damaging your hearing.
Yeah.
Our earphones really prevent that. They block about 30 to 37 decibels of isolation. So you can listen at a much lower volume. So when you're on an airplane or a train or commuting, you're really listening a quarter or a half instead of three quarters or all the way up on your iPod. So,
so let's hear it. So John, can you tell me about Shure's, how did Shure headphones and earphones start and microphones? What's the background behind the company?
We originated as a pro audio company specializing in microphones. And we've been in business over 80 years. And we make microphones from everybody from Bono uses our wireless mics, everybody from Ricky Martin to Dave Matthews Band. Every major artist uses our microphones. And our earphones originated on the pro side and on stage for musicians.
Okay.
And we needed something extremely durable, extremely sweat resistant, that wouldn't fail on stage. And what it gave the musician the freedom to walk around wirelessly,
yep,
listening, monitoring to their music. And it's really an accurate sound to really represent the music as it should for the musicians.
Okay.
And we found out that musicians were taking them and buying them separately on our pro side and taking them listening to them with their iPods and their MP3 players. So we found about a year and a half ago, we opened up a retail division of Shure Incorporated called Personal Audio. And from there, we started out with two models of earphones, and now we have about 11 or 12 different models, ranging from $99 up to $500, along with integrated versions for cell phones and headsets for cell phones, and our new earphone, the E500s.
Are they all sound isolating?
Every earphone we make is sound isolating.
So including the nice $9 ones?
Including the $99 one, you will get pretty much the same isolation as you will with our $500 one. Our E2C is our $99 version, and it gives you about 30 decibels of isolation, which is about 75% of the noise around you is still being blocked out.
So where can listeners find out more information about Shure's great range of earphones and microphones?
If you go to www.shure.com, S-H-U-R-E.com, and click on our personal audio, our big earphone on our homepage. It takes you to where you can purchase. We have international distributors to purchase in the UK and in Europe, Asia and Australia. And you can really purchase anywhere if you go there. So.
I've been speaking with John Bourne from Shure Microphones and Earphones. Thanks for joining me. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We're now going to take a break from the interviews at Macworld Conference and Expo 2006, and we're going to listen to Dr. Mac, that's Bob Levitis, who was on stage at the Macworld Conference and Expo talking about GarageBand. Here's some of the music he was doing there.
Chewing out a rhythm on my bubble gum. The sun is out, I want some. It's not far, not far to reach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Up on the snoop, out on the street, out on the playground, how can it be? Bus ride is too slow. They blast out the disco on the radio. Rock, rock, rock away beach. Rock, rock, rock away beach. Rock, rock, rock away beach. We can hitch a ride to Rock away beach. Rock, rock, rock away beach. Rock, rock, rock away beach. Rock, rock, rock away beach.
I sometimes get carried away when I'm doing a Ramones song.
My name is Paul Kvasis. I'm the CEO/lackey of Rogue Amoeba, the high man and the low man at the company. And we're here at Macworld exhibiting.
So, Paul, tell me more about Rogue Amoeba. Tell me about the software applications that you produce.
Absolutely. So Rogue Amoeba is a small Mac software company. There's four of us full-time, and we have several products. Our biggest product is Audio Hijack Pro, which lets you record any audio. That's the basic tagline of it. Basically, you can take audio from Real Player, Windows Media Player, any sort of streamed content, as well as audio from DVD player, audio from movies. People use it to digitize records and tapes. Basically, anything that people want to record, they can do it with Audio Hijack Pro.
Tell me about Airfoil, which has just come out. You just told me it's come out at version 2.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit more about that.
Airfoil 1 came out about 10 months ago. It's designed to let you send any audio to Apple's Airport Express device. The Airport Express device is a little wireless router that hooks into a stereo, so you can send audio from iTunes to your stereo. With Airfoil, you can send audio from any application out. So, if you want to send audio from Real Player, or people have streamed content through their web browser, any audio that you want to play out through your stereo, you can do it with Airfoil. Airfoil 2 actually adds the ability to send audio to multiple units. So if you want to have audio going throughout your house, you can send it there with Airfoil 2.
So I see you've got some other applications. What is Nicecast?
Nicecast lets you create sort of an internet radio station. So instead of doing downloadable audio like podcasts are, Nicecast lets you create a live feed. So you can create any sort of content. We've got musicians and DJs who use it to create a stream of their content. People can tune into their live shows or recordings that they've made available. As well, we've got people that do talk shows on it, live play-by-play from sporting events as well as from a place like Macworld. They can do an update right from the floor. They can do it live and people can tune in. So basically anything that people want to make have available live over the internet, they can do it this way.
Okay. How much do the applications cost?
Audio Hijack Pro is $32, Airfoil is $25, and Nicecast is $40. So they're all pretty inexpensive. They're designed to be purchased by just about anybody. It's all consumer-level software.
So tell me more about Rogue Amoeba. How did it start?
Rogue Amoeba got started about 3.5 years ago. It's just a group of programmers that had worked together. We'd actually come from another company, and we had a product called Audio Hijack, our very first product, and we wanted to get it out there, and the company we were with was not... We wasn't going to release it. So we split off from that company and took it with us and have released it and grown since there.
Cool. So where can listeners find out more information about Rogue Amoeba?
They should check out rogueamoeba.com. If they can't spell it, they can just Google for it or Google for Audio Hijack, and they can find us that way right on our website.
Okay. Also, it's on macupdates.com as well.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look on MacUpdate, versiontracker.com, any sort of update site will have listings for all of our software.
That's great. Thank you, Paul, once again for joining me.
Thank you, Sam.
You have been listening to Sam Downey's TechCasts at Macworld Conference and Expo 2006. I thought I'll end this episode with a track that was recorded on the John Lennon Educational Bus on the Expo show floor. The John Lennon Educational Bus is a full recording studio decked out with all the latest recording applications and technology. They toured the bus around to various schools around the US. So here's a track that was recorded on the bus. You have been listening to Sam Downey's TechCast live from Macworld Conference and Expo 2006 in San Francisco. Thanks to Jim and Alex from Jambo Software for joining me, plus Harvey Stone from Brent Haven Bags, Oliver and colleague from Boink Software, that's makers of iStop Motion, Ben Council from Real Mac Software, makers of Rapid Weaver, John Bourne from Shure Microphones and Earphones, Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis for demoing GarageBand, and Paul Kravatis from Rogue Amoeba talking about Audio Hijack Pro and Airfoil, plus music from the John Lennon Educational Bus recorded on the show floor at Macworld. This podcast was presented, edited, and produced by Sam Downey. For more information, go online at www.dsounds.co.uk. This site will give you all the show notes for TechCasts, plus also free downloads for Mac OS X. Thanks for listening to TechCast, recorded live at Macworld Conference and Expo 2006. Catch you next time.